What's up, you guys? I'm Haley.
And I'm Andrea.
And this is Inhuman, a true crime podcast, listener stories edition.
Part two, not part two, but
listener stories
installment
two. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited we're doing another listener stories episode. The last one was
so fun,
and we've gotten a whole bunch of stories. So we're just going to share some, but hopefully we can keep doing these because these are really fun.
Yeah. You guys are killing it with the sending in of stories and case suggestions and
keep doing it. Yeah. So I guess before we get into it, if you guys have a listener story to send in, you can do so on our website, which is inhumanpodcast.com. You don't have to put in your name if you don't want to. And we love hearing them.
Yeah. Or you can email us at
inhumanmonsterpod@gmail.com.
Whatever is your vibe, whatever floats your boat, we're here for it. Just don't DM it to us on Instagram
because
it gets lost sometimes and we don't go through the messages that
well,
often.
It's hard too because we both have access to the Instagram. So we'll like both look at it, but then like one of us might see it and the other one might not, or like it just gets, it gets mess. Like it'll get lost. So Also, we are in, at least I am, in a very like wild mood because we just recorded for an hour and a half recording part two of the JonBenet Ramsey case. So I'm just like, woo.
Yeah. So, just, and I'm not wearing pants. So
which is pretty typical.
It's very typical these days. I'm like, all right, I don't have anywhere else to go today. I'm taking my pants off.
If this is the first episode you're listening to, I promise we're not weird.
No, we are weird. We're just...
True.
No, we're weird. But we have better content sometimes. It depends on who you talk to.
Yes.
We don't always joke around this much.
Yeah. And Andrea doesn't have pants on because she's pregnant with twins.
Yes.
Okay. First one. Hi, lovely ladies. I wanted to start off by saying I'm a listener from New Zealand. So your podcast is worldwide.
Yay.
Ah! That's amazing.
I love New Zealand.
Me too.
I want to go there.
That's a dream bucket list location for me.
It's so far.
I know.
So far away.
I don't know if this story is significant enough, but I hope you enjoy reading it nonetheless. This was about 10 years ago. I was 17 years old and staying over at my grandmother's place in her guest bedroom. It wasn't an old home as it was actually a fairly newly built condominium, so I was very taken aback by what I experienced this day. As I mentioned, I was staying over, so I had slept the night. I'd woken up and was doing my usual morning routine, wash up, skincare, etc., when I heard someone knock on the front door. I figured my grandmother was going to answer it, but about 10 to 20 seconds went by and I didn't hear anyone answering the door, so I heard another couple knocks. I then remember I had heard she was talking on the phone and figured she must have went out on the balcony to chat with whoever it was while she enjoyed her morning cup of coffee, which she did quite often. Your grandmother sounds like she's living the life, let me just say.
Yeah.
At that point, I wanted to go answer it myself, but I was in the washroom wearing only a baggy t-shirt and no pants. So yeah, that was a no from me. Just like
pants crew.
My grandmother didn't tell me anyone would be showing up, so I figured if it was someone we knew, I'd receive a call or text as a heads up. It was in that moment I heard the front door open, which was always locked.
I hate that for you.
I had to think about it, and the only person I could think of that would just walk in like that would be my grandmother's friend, Ben. Ben is a great friend of the family, as he and his wife used to be my grandparents' amazing next-door neighbors for many, many years until his wife passed away, as well as my grandfather around the same time. Oh, I'm sorry. My grandmother and Ben bonded from then onwards, and once she moved to the condo, he would visit on a weekly basis to keep each other company. Aw.
That's sweet.
Anyways, back to me shitting my non-existent pants in the washroom. The front door opened and I heard footsteps in the main entrance. For reference, the washroom I was in was right near the front door. I then heard some shuffling as if this person was playing around with some of the decor, followed by a man's voice said hello in a very giddy way. The voice actually did sound like an elder man, so I was like, oh, okay, it is just Ben, all good. I carried on with getting myself ready for the day, took a shower, and popped back into the guest room where I was for about an hour as I was on my laptop, just chilling as teenagers do on the weekend. Once I was hungry for breakfast, I walked out into the kitchen. My grandmother was sitting on the sofa watching television. I was very confused. I asked, oh, did Ben leave already? She looked at me like I had two heads and said, what do you mean? I was on the phone with Ben about an hour ago, but he wasn't here. I was like, then oh, who no. was the man that was here? My grandmother was extremely puzzled now as she said, no one was here. Are you okay? I then walked over to the front door and it was locked as it usually was. I felt like I was in the friggin' Twilight Zone. I heard the door open, I heard the footsteps, I heard the shuffling, and I heard that hello clear as day. Was it a random ghost? Was it my late grandfather saying hi to me? Was I just hallucinating? Aww. We'll never know. The end. Cheers, sincerely, Bia. Oh my gosh, aww. Bia. That is creepy as hell, first of all.
It's kind of sweet, too, though.
Yeah, like, it was a nice ghost.
Obviously, it didn't do anything, like, sinister and, like, try to, you know, bang on the door.
Yeah. Or, maybe it was your grandfather saying hello.
Aww.
Wow. Oh, that still would have freaked me out, though, even if it was a nice ghost.
But also weird that your grandma was talking to Ben.
Yeah. So, like, you know weird. For sure it wasn't him.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm glad the door was locked, like, as it should have been.
Yeah. Spooky spook. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one says, hi, guys. Wanted to share this story that happened to me very, very recently. So my fiance and I were headed to my car to drive him to the airport when a man approaches him and says, you have marker on your license plate.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like marker drawing, I'm guessing.
Okay. Yeah. So my fiance walks around to the back of the car and takes a look. I can hear the man talking to him as I was already in the driver's seat. So I get out and join them. Apparently, someone had written trigger baby raper on my license plate. Not only that, but it was also followed by Matthew 10:28, which is from the Bible. The man tells us, I thought I was the only one who had marker on my car. They wrote, trigger again, woman killer, Matthew 10:28, on mine.
Oh my God.
That is so weird. So he tells us the best way to get the marker off, and then we head off to the airport. My fiance and I had just gotten engaged that day, and now we're driving to the airport, me freaking out about the weird, gross tag on my car.
Yeah.
And all I'm thinking is, why were they so specific to write what they wrote on my car? What scares me the most is that I do, in fact, work with young children. I'm an assistant teacher in a young toddler classroom. So I'm driving, freaking out, thinking, holy shit, does someone know that I work with kids
God.
And they tagged my car? Am I listening to too much true crime?
No.
I've had that same thought.
It's good to be aware.
Yeah. Am I listening to too much true crime that now I'm thinking I'm being signaled out for sex trafficking? Was some kid being stupid and tagging cars in the neighborhood? The questions just kept raging. I did later find out that the man who alerted us was right and that several other cars on the street that I was parked on had been tagged as well, which would make me feel better, honestly.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Because if I was
you.
Like the only person,
yeah.
Yeah, if I was the only person that was like signaled out, like, or singled out, I would have been like, eh. Now I'm just wondering, which I would wonder this too, how long was I driving around
yeah.
with that gross tag on my car? And also wondering, why did they choose to write what they wrote on mine specifically? I don't know.
Maybe I am listening to too much true crime, but hey, better safe and aware than sorry, right?
Yes.
Yes. Either way, it was very creepy and disturbing, and I'm still trying to shake it off.
Yeah, I would be too.
P.S. I looked up Matthew 10:28 in the Bible, and apparently, according to that tag, I may be fated to burn in hell? Jasmine.
Oh my God.
Jasmine, I am so sorry that happened to you, and that is terrifying, but I'm also glad that it, like, happened to everyone in the neighborhood and not just you, because that would seriously creep me out.
Yeah. And first of all, you are not listening to too much true crime. It is so much better to be aware and safe. Like,
yes, absolutely.
What does Crime Junkie say? Be weird, be rude. Like, it, yeah.
Stay alive.
Yeah. 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 That's so scary, though. And it sounds like they were just trying to, like, I don't know what they were trying to do, but.
And I wonder how, like, specific was it for everyone else? Like, did they have, like, the other neighbor that said, like, women, like, woman killer? Like, did he divorce his wife?
Right.
Like, was there some kind of tie to that? I mean, not that you in any way, shape, or form or what they said you were, but, like, the fact that they knew, like, like you said, that it seemed like they knew you worked with kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
That part would kind of creep me out, especially if other people had the same, like,
yeah,
closeness.
Ugh. Well, I hope that this doesn't happen again, and stay vigilant.
Did anyone have cameras? Like, I would want to know, did anyone in the neighborhood have cameras? Because someone always has a camera.
Yeah, especially now.
Yeah. But good story. I mean, not good, but, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, next up. Hi there. I love the podcast. I found it through TikTok, and I am hooked. Hello.
Woohoo.
Not sure if my story is true crime or paranormal, but it's freaking weird. Honestly, it's quite funny now, but was scary at the time and is still mind-boggling.
Okay.
This happened in probably 2011 to 2012. I was spending the night at a friend's house. I was 12 to 13-ish, and so was my friend. This was shortly after the iPod Touch with a front-facing camera came out, just for reference. I remember that time.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. I was the generation that the iPod Touch without the front-facing camera came out when I was in, like, middle and high school, and that was, like, the best thing. And then when the one came out that had the camera, my parents wouldn't get me a new one, and I was like, why not? Anyway,
I want
personal
a camera.
Anecdote. Okay, back to the story. So we were in my friend's room and we were making a video star, which, if you don't know, was an app to make music videos with crazy effects and stuff like that. Girl, we didn't use that exact thing, but I can totally see that. Like, we used to make, like, videos and use iMovie to edit them and, like, add cool effects. So
that's so funny.
I totally get this.
I'm old, so none of this is relevant to me.
My obnoxious laugh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. We had her iPod on her iHome charging clock / speaker, and we were being crazy preteens and dancing to the music and recording ourselves. Who didn't do this? Yep, same girl. When all of a sudden the recording abruptly stops and a strange noise comes from the speaker. We both stop in our tracks and look at each other. We hadn't set a timer on the app for it to stop. The speaker then starts making the strangest noises I have ever heard.
Ew.
Some sounded like someone was chewing on something really loudly, smacking their lips, and licking their lips.
Ew. I hate that noise.
I know. Then, like something from a cartoon, a voice comes from the speaker saying things like, "Take me to your leader." Cheesy, I know, but I swear that's what it said. "Where is the marshmallow man?" Yum, and much more, but I blocked some of it out. It was traumatic at the time.
What?
We ran to get her mom, and even her mom heard it and was freaked out. We waited for it to stop and took the iPod off of the dock, unplugged the dock, and didn't touch it the rest of the night. I don't even think we slept in that room. We were so freaked out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. I probably wouldn't have.
Oh my gosh.
What still confuses me is that her iPod couldn't text regular phone numbers. FaceTime had just come out, so it wasn't super popular, and she had nothing on her iPod that would make those sounds. We checked. And her iHome iHome dock only had radio access, which was turned off. We had two ideas of how this happened. Our best guess is that maybe someone hacked into a radio frequency and messed with us. Or more sinister is that someone hacked into her iPod through Wi-Fi. She lived out kind of in the middle of nowhere, and they were watching us. Keep in mind, we were both 12-ish and innocently dancing around. I would love to hear your thoughts. Definitely an odd but pretty funny story. I would say it's somebody hacking into the radio frequency, just because
that's what I was thinking.
Freaks me out.
Yeah.
And they were just saying random things that had nothing to do with, like, what you
were
doing.
And it wasn't scary. You know, it wasn't like, take me to your leader. Where's the marshmallow man?
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Like, a kid, like, figured out how to hack into the...
Yeah, the radio frequency.
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm going to go with. That sounds like creepy.
Yeah.
But it is funny that you guys were just, like, dancing, and then all of a sudden this, like, radio was talking to you.
I would have been so scared, too, so I don't... Oh, yeah. Especially at 12, like...
Yeah, I would have been out of there.
Yeah, I would have been like, fuck that!
Yeah. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work with the podcast, Della. Thank you, Della. That was great.
That was a good one. That was cute. Yeah. It was kind of, like, funny, but like you said, spooky. It was, like... Was it paranormal? Was it true crime? Was it aliens?
We'll never know.
I know. Okay. So the next one is, so this story isn't personal, but it is about someone that I went to high school with. And I know a lot of details because my stepdad is a police officer and was there that night.
Ooh. Okay.
This girl was 2 grades older than me. And we were on track team together. She was such a great support system to everyone. She was always cheering everyone on. She wasn't athletic, but just happy to be a part of a team because she did have some mental illnesses and was in a special class in high school.
Aww.
Everyone knew she was a little different because she was always listening to music, singing, and talking to herself, but she was so nice. This was during the end part of track season, and it was her senior year. I went to school, and someone threw 1 million papers in the air and started passing them out to people, and I was handed one of them. It was from our local news, and it was an article about her saying she was arrested for murder and was in the hospital unconscious.
The fuck?
Oh my gosh.
And somebody was just passing out this, like, news... paper.
That day when I went home, I called my mom to tell her, and she said my stepdad had been on the call. He worked third shift, and this happened in the middle of the night. During the evening, local news, more information was let out about what happened. So when my stepdad woke up, I asked him what happened, and he told me, and it was sickening. Apparently, she didn't take her medication that night. I'm going to go ahead and give a trigger warning here.
Yeah.
I just, like, skim down a little bit. She didn't take her medication that night, so she woke up in the middle of the night and woke her 4.5-year-old sister up to play Barbies with her.
Her 4-year-old half-sister.
Oh, her 4-year-old half-sister. I said 4.5-year-old sister, didn't
I? It's okay.
Sorry. Sometimes my brain goes faster than my lips.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, while she was playing with her, something snapped. And she stabbed her 47 times.
Oh my God.
This next part is horrific.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, trigger. It's horrific. Yeah, big trigger. This next part is horrific, but she put parts of her little sister's body in the oven to cook her.
Oh, my God.
The stepmom, which was the birth mom of the little girl that was killed... woke up and was horrified to what she woke up to and was chased out of the house by her stepdaughter with a knife.
Oh my gosh.
The girl went back into the house to finish whatever she was doing and lock herself in the house. The mom was banging on all of the neighbors' houses and they let her in and called 911. The police arrived and they had to kick open the door. And when they did, she threw knives at them and ran to the back of the house. My stepdad remained in the house and luckily did not see the room where the little girl was killed, but he did see partial remains of her skin and body in the kitchen.
Jeez.
As she was running from the police, she did a big circle and came back to the house. But while she was running, she stripped naked and stopped in the middle of the street, screamed, and then passed out.
Oh my gosh.
She was unconscious in the hospital for 2 days, I believe. She was found not guilty by reason of insanity and luckily was sent to a mental hospital instead of going to prison. She was tried for murder, abuse of a corpse, attempted murder, and something else. She has since been to court twice to try to change her sentence, but as far as I know, they have not changed it. She goes back to court in 2023. I will send news links. Jenna.
Jenna. Holy shit.
Oh my God. That is so disturbing. My first thought was, what is her diagnosis?
Yeah.
That's probably just the like psychology major in me.
Yeah.
That's
so scary that you like knew her and you were on the team with her, and like that could have happened to anyone if she just didn't take her meds on any day.
Yeah. And she like so sad that she had special needs and like
yeah.
Who didn't give her medication? Like, I mean, I know she was probably old enough to, like, take it on her own, but...
But, yeah.
Wow, what a tragic story. That is so sad.
And that your stepdad was, like...
There and there. Saw, like...
Yeah.
Some of the evidence. I would be scarred for life, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Next one. Hey guys, I just recently got into your podcast and literally listened to all your episodes in a week. Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, thank you for listening.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's like what? How many? We have like 50?
50? Yeah.
Something?
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed and didn't get sick of our voices.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me set the scene for my story. When I was a child, I was very in touch with my spirituality. I used to be able to feel people around me that weren't there, see auras, and have dreams that came true. While I still have some of these, it's much less powerful than when I was a kid. That's so cool.
That is. That's like really intuitive.
Yeah. So when I had this extremely creepy dream, I was super off-put. It felt so real that when I woke up, I thought my reality was the dream. It happened almost every week for 2 or so years. I was around 4 or 6.
First of all, having dreams that feel like reality is
the worst super thing. Scary. That happens to me almost every freaking night.
Really?
Have super realistic dreams that I wake up and like feel like I...
Like it really happened.
Yeah. It's the worst. I hate
it. That's scary. I've had dreams like that.
I'm pretty sure it's mostly because I'm on anxiety medication.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to just like put you on blast.
That's okay. I don't care. But it's better than having anxiety, so I'll deal with it.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Okay. Curious to hear the dream?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, here we go. It started with me turning on the faucet to take a bath, but nothing would come out, and this surge of sadness rushed through me with a chill down my spine. I'd look for where the sudden wind came and find nothing but the door being slightly ajar. I'd walk back to the bath and see it filling with bright, fresh blood gushing.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
When I'd try to turn it off, it would just spit out more and more until it flooded over onto my feet and splashing on my face. I remember the blood feeling warm. Oh my God.
Getting like the Shining vibes.
Yeah. Then there would be a little boy's voice echoing from the ceiling corner. Sometimes he'd say simple things like hello or it's a nice day for a bath. But sometimes he'd whisper secrets to me. How his wrists hurt, or how his shoes were falling apart. I gathered he might have died from running away from an abusive house. Obviously, I didn't have the true grasp of what that meant, but understood enough. I tried to get him down from the ceiling, but bits of him would stay, like his arm or ear. And eventually, he disappeared from that dream totally, just leaving the bath of blood. The last time I had the dream, it was almost blank, a white background and only the blood being colored. I woke up needing to pee, so I walked to the bathroom even though it was our second one and further away. I didn't feel like I could use the other one. I shut and locked the door and looked over at the bath. The faucet was dripping. It was red.
I blinked and it was still there. I don't know why that didn't bother me, but I was unfazed and went to the toilet anyway. When I got up to wash my hands, an echo said, "I'll miss you." I never found where the voice came from, and I simply walked back to bed, cold and feeling this deep sense of loss. Lily.
Oh my gosh.
Lily, that's so creepy.
And you were 4 and 6?
That's so heartbreaking.
I wonder if someone was, like, trying to reach out to you.
And then he said, "I'll miss you."
Like, he was, like, your dream was slowly fading, and that was, like, the last time.
Oh, wow.
That you were going to see him or talk to him.
And that's crazy that you, like, saw the faucet dripping red.
Which maybe is a good thing. Maybe that whoever he got his justice and was able to
move on. Maybe that was why the dream ended, because he was able to move on.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, share more.
Yes.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like people that have, like, extra abilities and senses, and I like to think I have a little bit of that, but I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, I think you do. You definitely do.
A little intuitive. Yeah. That was really good. Okay. The next one and the final one. So it says, here's a spooky story. I grew up in Colorado. My mom and dad were divorced when I was 4 years old. When I was 7, my dad moved to a tiny town in Nebraska of about 1,600 where he owned a bar. He was an enlisted Korean War vet, a trained artist in art school, a classic
curmudgeon.
No idea what that is. And a bit eccentric. Your dad sounds really cool. What's a curmudgeon?
It's like somebody that has like a bad temper.
Oh, like, okay.
Grumpy.
I've never heard that word before. Like, I just learned a new word. I'll forget it. It's fine. But he sounds really cool. Except for that, I guess. I loved him dearly. He owned a bar built in the 1860s and lived in the apartment above it, which was really cool. 10-foot ceilings, wood floors, original clawfoot tub. That's really cool. And he claimed both were haunted. He said at night, he frequently heard footsteps coming up the huge wooden staircase up to the apartment. And when he looked through the small areas that weren't frosted in the frosted glass door to the stairwell, there was nothing there. There were also a set of very, very old crutches in the basement of the bar that were child size that he said he never moved because he felt like they were meant to stay there.
Oh, wow.
Ugh, that's so creepy. A few years after moving there, he met a lady, and a year or so after meeting her, he moved into her home. It was a farmhouse on 5 acres on the outskirts of town near the cemetery. It had been built in 1867. My dad did a lot of research about the area. He was fascinated by history, and especially Nebraska history, as he was born and raised there. He said there were Indian battles around that area and the town that he lived in. Note, this was before the internet, so he went to the library a lot. That's super cool, though. My dad had a daughter from a previous marriage who is several years older than me. She had a daughter, my niece, who is only six years younger than me. One year, we all drove to visit my dad together. I was 13 and my niece was 7. I had been to my dad and his wife's house many times, but my older half-sister hadn't yet. When we arrived, my dad's wife was showing us around the house and showing us our rooms. Since it was an old farmhouse, all the bedrooms were upstairs, 4 of them. One of them was very small, and my dad's wife's son's room. As she was showing us around, my niece lingered in his room, looking out the window. A few minutes later, she came running out of his room and asked, "Can I play with that little girl?"
Oh, no, no, no.
We were all confused. My dad's wife said there were no little girls in the area, as it was not close to a lot of other houses. My niece said, "Well, there's one here. Can I play with her?" We asked her where, outside. She said, no, in that little room. We were all kind of stood there frozen. We walked back to the room and looked in it. There was obviously no little girl. She was visibly sad that the little girl had left. We asked her what the little girl looked like, and she said she had black, long hair, a brown dress, and was very frustrated and confused. She was right here, pointing to the corner of the small room. She showed no fear at all. We asked if she talked to her, and she said no. She was looking out the window and turned around, and she was there. So she asked if she could play with her. We were all pretty disturbed, except my niece, who was just frustrated that she didn't have anyone to play with. You can deduce what you choose from this. We all deduced it was a ghost. Maybe a Native American little girl, which probably sounds pretty, yeah.
Yeah, definitely ghost. Yep.
Black hair, brown dress. Mm-hmm. My dad said, oh yeah, this house is haunted, but none of the ghosts are bad. I figure I can share the space.
Yeah.
No big deal. I thought he was crazy until years later, my husband and I visited. My dad and his wife were working at the bar until closing, as was their normal routine. We were at the house watching TV and relaxing. The back door was very old and beautifully carved wood and very heavy, with the original brass doorknob visible from where we were sitting watching TV. We heard the doorknob click, and then the door opened slowly. I thought my dad's wife was home early or one of the kids was coming over to visit. I got up to greet them, and the door stayed open, but no one was there. No one. Not on the screened-in porch around it, not in the dark yard. I closed it and was freaked out.
I would be out of that house so fast.
I know. Like, you just opened the door, homie. Like, no.
Yeah.
Even my husband was a little weirded out. There was no wind. The doorknob actually clicked as it was turned, and the door was big and heavy. About an hour later, the exact same thing happened again. Oh my gosh. We were freaked out. I refused to get up and close it. I do not blame you.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Later, I mentioned it to my dad and his wife and asked if the door was jacked up or something. They looked at each other and said, no. And my dad said, I told you, this house is haunted. We've seen that too. The ghosts never do anything bad. There are a few other little odd, creepy things that happen in that house, but I'll stop here for timeliness. Erin.
Oh my God, Erin. I would have run out of that house so fast, even if they're good ghosts. I am not about that.
I don't like when things can move things. That's where, like, that's where I, like, well, I draw the line, I think, a little bit before that, but that's when I get really scared, because I'm like, if you can move that, yeah, then you can move me. That's my, yeah, thought. And, like, oh, fuck that shit.
That's creepy, but it's nice that your dad and his wife are able to just, like, live in, like, coexist with the ghosts. Yeah.
Yeah. That is, yeah. Yeah, that makes me sad a little bit, because it's, like, it probably is, like, Native American spirits who, I don't know, are just residing there. It's like their homeland.
But
you know,
your dad's letting them live there, so that's nice.
And he's like not scared of them, and they're clearly not scared of you guys. So.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. Oh,
wow, those were awesome stories.
Those were good.
I love doing these listener stories.
Yeah, you guys keep sending them in. Like, even if it's not, like, I don't know. I like the one about the dream, and that wasn't really, like, true crime or, like, spooky.
Yeah.
It was just spooky, kind of, but...
Yeah.
Like, even that, I mean, you know, don't get too crazy with it, but, yeah, we like to hear you guys' stories and keep sending them in, because you guys are good. You guys are good writers, too.
We love them. Yeah, so you guys be sure to send more in so we can do more. I think we have a couple others that we haven't shared yet, so we'll definitely try to do more if you guys like these episodes.
Yeah, I think you guys do like them.
Yeah. And, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. And we will see you on Thursday with a brand new episode. Until then, keep it human.
Bye. We are super excited because today's episode is sponsored by BarkBox.
As most of you guys know, my dog Mackie is obsessed with his chew toys. You'll often hear him squeaking his toys in the background of our episodes.
It's true.
But those toys do not last long in our house because he has some tough teeth. And that's why we love our subscription service, BarkBox. We have a few of the BarkBox toys in our house, and not only does he love them, but they have lasted and none of them have gotten ripped up, which is a win.
So, BarkBox is a monthly subscription box that offers an array of themed boxes for your pup. Inside your box, you'll find toys, treats, and unleashed joy, thoughtfully designed to satisfy every dog's unique playstyle. They even have holiday themed boxes available right now during the holiday season.
BarkBox has several boxes to choose from depending on your dog's needs, such as the Super Chewer box, which was designed to challenge and engage your pup for longer lasting play, like my dog Mackie.
Right now, you can get a free extra month of BarkBox, which is up to a $35 value, by using our link www.barkbox.com/inhumanpod.
So give your dog exactly what they want this holiday season by using our link, www.barkbox.com/inhumanpod, for an extra free month of BarkBox.